This is Dr. Mariah White, host of Your Life Matters. Thanks for listening to the following broadcast on Public House Media.
Hello, Choose to Rise. I am so grateful to be back with you. Welcome to March. Welcome to March 2021. We are about on a year of the world tipping upside down, it seems like. And it's been a year, right? Like March seems to be the time when things really started to get scary and wonky and crazy. And this last year has really been an entire year of growth, of struggle, of stress, of uncertainty, of all of the things. And it's in the struggle where we find the most growth. It's in the struggle, it's in the pain, it's in the suffering that we're going to find the best ways forward. And I'm currently doing a ton of research, myself, doing a lot of learning with the Enneagram. And if you've been following my socials at all, you know that I'm kind of obsessed with this, and I'm really always been obsessed with personal growth. So my Enneagram coach, Jessica, shared with me a book called Designing Your Life, How to Build a Well-Lived, Joyful Life by Bill Burnett and Dave Evans. And let me tell you, it has been so good so far. And so I wanted to share a few little tips, some steps for designing the life that you want to live today from this book, and just kind of my own spin on it as well, but how perfectly aligned my Enneagram devotional today has the verse that the verse of the week that we are kind of meditating on and thinking through as I look through and meditate how my Enneagram number, I'm a three, how that interacts with the world. So Romans 5:3-5 says, not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. It starts with suffering. It starts with struggle. The strength comes from the struggle. The strength, the hope, the endurance, the character building, all of that comes from the struggle, the suffering. And so I want to help you today to move out of that struggle. I want to help you move past the suffering that we've maybe had or not had. Maybe this has been an amazing year for you. But for a lot of people out there, I'm guessing if you're like me, you've struggled in some sort of way. And while I've stayed super consistent in my self-care, my nutrition has not been so amazing. And just mentally, like I have done a lot of work on my mindset. I've done a lot of work on my heart set, but I really think about the people who don't yet have these tools and how they can work through this and how they can, you can help them find those kinds of tools by simply sharing a podcast like this. So if you are a lover of the podcast, or if you find hope here, or you are excited about what you hear on this podcast, please share it with other people. It could be as simple as just hitting that little flag and sending it off to copying the link and sending it to a friend. It could be sharing it on your social media. It could be telling other people about it. It's free to do, and it's a great way for others to find the podcast and for us to expand our reach here at Choose to Rise. So thank you so much for those of you that already do it. And I would really appreciate those of you that do share, or you do listen, to share it with other people. All right, let's talk about how to design the life that you want to live. Designing is really a collaborative word. It's a process. It's a something that you have to keep working on. It's not a one-time, one-stop shop kind of situation. And it involves design thinking. If you're going to design your life, not just think about it or wish about it or hope for it, you have to be able to do something with it. So even though there's people out there that are lucky enough to find a career they love right off the bat, there are a lot of people out there that are frustrated and have a hard time designing the life that they want, that is balanced, that is joyful, that is full of hope, that is full of love. And, you know, it really takes some design thinking in order to create the life that you want. And so we're going to talk about five mindsets that you need to have in order to design the life that you're looking for. They're including curiosity, bias to action, reframing, awareness, and radical collaboration. And so let's talk about these tools, okay? Let's talk about these mindsets that you need to have in order to really live the life that you would love to live. And for each of us, that's different. God created us all very unique. We all are, if I'm following this Enneagram path, like we all have all fall into some sort of personality trait, some sort of like way that God's created us. And it's a beautiful thing. There's 9 types. But within that, there's like, subtypes and wings and all the things. And we all created unique and individual, but in some way, shape or form, if you ever look at like, you go to a hardware store and you look at all the different shades and all the different colors that you could paint your room, right? Like looking at all those, like there's not just blue, yellow, red, and green, like there's an orange, there's like all these shades within that. And that's what the Enneagram is like too. Like there might be 9 basic colors, might be 9 basic types, but within that, there's so many shades and there's so many beautiful people that create this tapestry of life, and we're all in it together. So in order to design the life you want, let's focus on these 5 mindsets that you need. The first one is curiosity. And I would tell you to be curious. Curiosity makes everything new. It's the light that you see in a child's eyes. It's the things that create new ideas. Curiosity invites exploration. It makes everything play. It's most of all, curiosity is going to help you get good at being lucky. It's the reason some people see opportunities everywhere. And if you're not being curious, if you're not wondering why, if you're not looking deeper at something, you can miss so much that's going on in your life, right? And so I love being curious. I love finding new ways and like learning new stuff. And like as an educator, former educator for sure, a day without learning is a day lost. And so a day, I would also add here, like a day without being curious is a day that you may have missed something. So step 1, be curious. Take on that curiosity mindset. The second one is having a bias to action. And that really means to try stuff, right? Like when you have a bias to action, you are committed to building your way forward. There's no sitting on the bench. There's no just thinking about it. There's no just waiting for something to happen. It's when you are going to go do something. There's only one way to get in the game. Like go do it, be a part of it. Designers try things. They test things out. They create prototypes after prototype. They fail often. They're okay with failure because it means they're learning until what they find works and what solves the problem. Sometimes they find the problem is entirely different from what they first thought it was. And designers embrace change. They're not attached to a particular outcome because they're always focused on what will happen next, not what the final result will be. And I think about this as like a huge change for a lot of people because so many people are focused on the end result. Like with the women that I work with self-care, a lot of them start the journey focused on 10 pounds lost or a certain size in jeans or whatever it might be. But like, or some people really want to earn $10,000 extra or they want to be debt free. That's like an end goal, right? But like, what if we thought about what will happen next? What will life be like when we do that thing, right? What will we feel like? What will we see? What will we experience? How will we show up different in the world? Who will we be at the end result? And then how can we move beyond that? The third step is reframing. And it's really about reframing problems. I don't know about you, but whenever I see those like optical illusion pictures, you know, the ones where there's like the older one, like where you can see like the young woman with her hair up on her head, or you see the older woman where the young woman's chin becomes the old woman's nose. Like, you know, if you've seen those, you know what I'm talking about. There's one more recently on Facebook that's been scrolling around that you either see a dog running at you from the snow or you see a man running away from you. It's really about perspective. It's really about reframing what you see so that you can see both images in the same image. And so reframing also makes sure we are working on the right problem. Life design involves key frames, reframing that is, that allow you to step back, examine your biases, open up new solution spaces. And throughout this process of using these kinds of mindsets, you're going to reframe the dysfunctional beliefs that prevent people from finding the careers and the life that they really want. Kind of removing some of those barriers, kind of getting rid of the blocks, the mental blocks that you have in your heart and your mind that will help you reframe the essentials to find the right problems and the right solutions to find the right path for you in life. A lot of us get on a path and just start moving in that direction because someone told us to. I don't know about you, but like, I think about, you know, my people in my life that I know that have like gotten into a job at a young age because it was just, it was an opening. It was a job. It was a way to pay bills. And then they just stayed there for the next 30, 40, 50 years. Right. And just because, not because they loved it, not because it brought them joy, not because, it was just a way of making money. And it was just a way to spend their time and bring home an income and do that. But what if you could have something that you really loved doing, like you were really passionate about? That could be a way of not only like bringing an income, but it could also be a way for you to really love and enjoy life, where you could really use the skills and the tools that God gave you as an individual in this world to really bless this broken world. And so the next step is to know the process, right? And so when we know that life gets messy, it's definitely messy for a lot of people, everyone involved. For every step forward, it can sometimes feel like you're moving two steps back. Mistakes are going to happen. Prototypes are going to get thrown away. Important part of the process is letting all that stuff go. And if your first idea, maybe it's letting go of that first idea. And maybe sometimes, you know, it's going to be hard to get rid of that first idea and to reframe and to relook at it again. But if you, a good, but not great solution is not always the best, right? Sometimes amazing designs can emerge from the mess. Slinky was invented this way. Teflon was created this way. Super glue, Play-Doh, I could go on and on. All the mix-ups, all of the non-working things have brought us lots of new things. None of these things would have existed if the designer hadn't somehow screwed it up. When you learn to think like a designer, you learn to be aware of the process. Life by design is a journey. Let go of the end goal and focus on the process and see what happens next. And the last mindset I have for you is the radical collaboration. It's asking for help. I know asking for help can be super hard. I don't really love to ask for help, but the whole growth mindset piece is that you have to ask for help. We are limited beings. We don't know everything as much as some people think they do. And so I really want you to think about, who are your teammates? Who are you collaborating in life with? Who can you bring on board? This last mindset of design thinking is perhaps the most important, because especially when it comes to designing your life, radical collaboration is so important. What this really means is super simple. It means that you're not alone. It means that you don't have to do life by yourself. The best designers know that a great design requires radical collaboration, because everyone is going to look at the situation differently. Everyone is going to look at something and slightly different. And it takes a team. A painter can create an artistic masterpiece alone on a windswept coast, but a designer cannot create the iPhone alone, right? Designers create things in collaboration with other people in mind. How can we create a solution for multiple people? And your life is more than a great design, than a work of art. You cannot create it alone. You do need to have other people alongside you. To come up with a brilliant life design by yourself is kind of impossible. Designing is a collaborative process, and many of your best ideas are going to come from other people. You just need to ask, and you need to have the right questions to ask. I'm going to work through this book on as I go, and I'd love to share more of it with you. And I want you to be able to find the mentors and the supportive people in your life that are going to help you create the life that you want to design. And when you reach out to the world and the world reaches back out, that's when there's amazing things happening, and we're working in harmony, and we're elevating each other, and we're picking each other up, and we're moving forward. Because when you create a life by design, it, like all designs, it's a team sport, and we're all going to get better at it when we work together. We are made to be in community. We are made to be collective thinkers. We are made to be in that connection with others. And so when you ask for help and you design life with other people, and you have collaborators in your life, and you don't feel like you don't feel like you're alone, but two, you have something to work for and someone to work with along the process. Because when you get tired and you're not motivated and things are going astray, you have someone that's going to be, one, help you keep going, and two, pick you up when you feel like things are lost. So I need you to make sure that you are collaborating with other people, that radical collaboration. I need you to be having, know it's a process. I need you to be aware of the process and not necessarily be looking at the end goal. I need you to reframe how you are working through things so that you can get unstuck faster. I need you to be a bias to action, meaning that you're going to try things. You're going to create prototypes. You're going to keep moving forward and design things in a way that you're going to see it as a next step. I want you to also be curious, and most importantly, be curious together with other people. If you can practice these five mindsets, you're going to learn that in order to design your life, you are going to be finding much more joy, much more hope, much more character building pieces, and that you're going to live the life that you were designed to live. I hope this podcast today has been helpful to you and that you adopt some of these mindsets. Some of it's going to come easy and some of it's going to be super hard, but it's in the hard that we find the best growth. It's in the hard that we find the best solutions. And so I want you to be able to come here to Choose to Rise, learn how to rise up out of your current situation and live your best life and just be motivated to go out and live your best. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast today. I hope you continue to follow with me. I'm going to keep working through this Design Your Life book. And I'm excited for where it's going to take me, but I also want to be able to take you along the ride as well. So as I continue with this, I hope to bring more of it to you, but I would highly encourage you to grab the book yourself. It's by Bill Burnett and Dave Evans. And it's called Designing Your Life, How to Build a Well-Lived, Joyful Life. And when you get into it, maybe grab the workbook too, but there's plenty of resources. There's plenty of activities, really thought-provoking things that's going to, by the end of the book, help you design the life that you're looking for. So thanks so much for joining me today. I'm excited for March. I'm excited for this book. I'm excited for the journey and to really kick off 2021, this like next year, this next level of life as an amazing opportunity to keep growing. So thank you for joining me today. Please share the podcast. See you back here next week. And we'll talk to you again soon. Have a good one, everyone.